Hello, everyone. This is Dan Soloway, and I'm glad you're here with me today. I want to explain a new format that I'm using and see how this works for you. Every Saturday afternoon, Central Standard Time at 11 o'clock, I help the More Mito Company, which used to be Fox Legacy, do an educational program on these really powerful new supplements. There's only two or three if you include the products for your animals, which are phenomenal products in themselves. But it's a new delivery system that allows things to get into the mitochondria. These products are getting results, whether it's a Rejuvenate gel that you put on your face, and if you have joint problems or anything like that, you use it and you'll be amazed at how well it works. Or the Restore product that delivers 44 different things right into the cell because of this XDS technology. Well, the results have been so phenomenal over the years I've been working with them. I've really focused what I've done in helping them. Now, after we do a show on Saturday from 11 to noon, there's a 30-minute break. And then from 12:30 Central Standard Time to about 1:10, 1:15, I've done an educational consulting session. Well, the reason I say it's a consulting session is I'll open up with 10, 15 minutes about a certain subject, whether we're talking about diabetes, heart disease, just one thing after another. And then I'll let people ask me questions. Usually the questions are along that line, but not always. They can go in any direction people want them to go. And I will be able to draw on all this information of all these experts that I've interviewed over the long career that I've had, and all the books that I've read, and all the experience I've had from people using things that I've recommended. And so it's sometimes there's some other things I want to add to the product. There is another product line that I may start talking about in the future that is extremely powerful as well, but it's very expensive. This one is reasonably priced, and yet it will change the life of so many people out there. So what I'm going to do from now on, or at least for a few months, we'll see how this works, is you're going to hear this opening each time. And then there's going to be a little break, a little commercial break, short one. And then you're going to hear the consulting session that we do. And then from there, there'll be a break. And then you can hear some of the interviews that Roger Hill has collected that are along the same line of whatever the subject is for that week. That's the basic format. So if you don't want to hear the interviews and just want to hear the consulting session, you know how this is laid out. But I think the interviews are fantastic and very valuable to understand because they're really miracles in this field, like something I've never seen before. And it's all because of this new delivery system, this XDS technology that Dr. Elliott has patented and has a way of getting things right into the mitochondria. It's truly amazing, folks. And if you've listen to this, you'll find out why it's so extraordinary when you hear people talking about the results they're getting. So we'll be right back, folks. Hang on, and you get to participate. And if you want to join the company, it costs nothing to join the company. You just go to MoreMito, MoreMito.com/RadioDan. It tells you there how to join. You can call them and if you have any questions. And you don't have to buy anything, but if you do buy something, that tells you how to buy it, what's in the product. Like if you look at Restore, there's 44 different things in there. It costs you $600, $700, $800 to buy all that individually. And yet, because of the way this delivery system, they don't have to use very much, and yet they get more results than if you use thousands of milligrams. So I almost feel like it's a public service. It really is. And it's so phenomenal. It's helping so many people. So check it out and share this with your friends and family because it can make a difference in their life. They may not be telling you what's going on with them, but there may be something that's right down their line that could really turn their life around. So we want all the people that we know to live a long, healthy, and happy life. So we'll be right back. Going to take a quick, short break. regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. We've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/RadioDan. moremito.com/RadioDan. And then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out. SkillsToChange.com.
Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, DansHealthTalks.com. DansHealthTalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more. And there's other resources there. So go to DansHealthTalks.com. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to the, I call it a webinar. Roger calls it a consulting session. I guess it is a consulting session since I'll open the lines up in a little bit and answer your questions. But I consider what we're going to talk about today one of the most important things that we talk about on this More Mito extra service that we do here, educating people on how to take care of themselves. Now, cancer, we all know someone. And in most cases, if you come from a large family or even a small family, it's touched home. In 2015, my oldest brother, I got two older brothers, my oldest brother died of cervical cancer. And my oldest brother, just a wonderful guy. He won stand-up comic in Oklahoma 3 times. He's a successful businessman, just a great big brother, very playful guy when I was a little kid, and I guess developed my sense of humor for me. And then my younger sister, I have two younger sisters, and one that was 3 years younger than me, died a couple months ago. And for about 6 or 8 months, we had her in a retirement home or a nursing home that she fell down, her arm broke, and they realized that she had breast cancer that went over to her arm. So those are the cases I know of that hit. But each one of you have stories along that line. As I was saying earlier, my oldest brother, I put him on a product that increased oxygen inside the cell. And that was a product that started me doing radio many years ago, which helps bring the pH up in the cell. And cancer thrives in a low oxygen environment, and it thrives in an acidic environment. So some approaches have been about raising the pH of the cell back to the normal level, and other approaches have been about trying to get oxygen into the cell. In fact, you can get hyperbaric chambers now that you lay in for an hour, and they drive oxygen into the cells, and they use it to speed up healing. But I would find them to also, but they can't advertise it this way, at least not yet, be very effective against cancer. Well, that was probably I started radio in March of 97. But before I started radio, I was a consultant for some network marketing companies, doing the kind of thing I'm doing here where I educated people on nutrition. And I saw people get rid of skin cancer, and then one lady with a pancreatic tumor the size of a golf ball getting rid of it in 31 days by increasing oxygen to the cells. And so when I was offered to go on radio, I was
motivated, inspired, felt like I had to tell everybody about this. There's ways of reversing cancer. On the pancreatic tumor, on the lady's pancreatic tumor, they'd written her off. They said there's nothing we can do about it. And then this doctor down in San Antonio got her on this product, and she got rid of it. Well, we have a product that does that and more. That product was only designed to increase oxygen in the cell, which is very, very important. Our lack of activity, our high sugar diet, all these things create an acidic environment and create a low oxygen level. Normal cell health has a pH between 7.3 and 7.4. That's where the cell should be. When it gets acidic, about what is considered neutral is 7 pH. Under 7 is acidic. When it drops down to about 6.5, you may have a cancer cell that's sitting there, and they call it situ, S-I-T-U. Little bitty cancer cells are just sitting there, and they've been there for years. They're not, the immune system hadn't gone after them. They're not doing anything. They're just sitting there. And then the body gets acidic, and it takes off. It starts growing and growing and growing until it becomes a serious tumor. When it becomes a serious tumor, when it really gets to a certain size, it puts a coating around it that hides it from the immune system. So the immune system doesn't recognize it as being a predator, a parasitic cell that is eating up other cells and spitting out enzymes that literally cause it to grow by, or allow it to grow by putting this enzyme that dissolves the cells around it. Am I still there? I've got a call trying to come in. Am I still here on the side?
Yes.
Okay. I told the person I couldn't talk, and but I also I felt like I dropped off here. Okay. Now, it puts out enzymes. Well, some of the therapy, we're going to get to why I'm so excited about Restore and Rejuvenate Gel. You could hear that on the calls we had earlier on the effects that people are having. But on the old philosophy or the old things I was familiar with, one famous doctor, Matthias Rath, he was the prodigy of Linus Pauling, the two-time Nobel Prize winner in chemistry. He said, if you can make the tissue so strong that the cancer cell will die, it will be suffocated. Here's what he meant by that. Let's say you have a tumor that's an inch across. Well, only the top three layers of cells, which is pretty thin, only the top three layers of cells are alive. All those other cells inside the tumor are dead. So as it grows, it puts another layer, and the layer under the bottom layer of the live cells now dies. And it grows like that, but it needs room to grow. So then it kills the cells that is around it by putting out these enzymes that will destroy it. And so it gets bigger and bigger. And then the other thing it does is it puts out a strands of capillaries. Those capillaries tie it down. If you have a bump somewhere and you go, is that cancerous or is that a cyst? One of the ways they can take it is they take their hand, and if they can move it around easily, it's a cyst usually. If it's cancer, it will be hard to move. It will tie itself down. Just like a circus tent tied down with ropes. But those capillaries are sucking up sugar as fast as it can. So you have two things going on. You got the sucking up the sugar so that it will become more acidic in there, and it can grow bigger and bigger, bigger and bigger, until it starves the person to death. Not only does it destroy tissue, but people that have cancer literally die of starvation. I used to have a radio partner when I first started radio for the first 8 years. And he had a sweet mother that just loved feeding sugar cookies. He looked pretty fit, but his mother loved him by giving him all the sugar cookies. And then he loved this ice cream. Well, he got cancer of the throat, and he made his living, had a great voice for radio, and he made his living, you know, talking on the radio. He also was a singer, and he was head of his choir, for, the director of his choir for his church. Well, when I went by to visit him in the hospital, his wife was got him ice cream. I said, "You can't eat that. You got cancer." "I know, but it tastes so good. It feels so good to my throat." "I know, but you can't do that." Well, they've done all this massive stuff to cut out the tumor. And then a few months later, that it came back. You did, may have a few cells, and it grew really fast. And it took off. And when I went to his funeral, he went from someone that was about 70 years old, and it looked like overnight he looked like a 90-year-old zombie, all sunken in the cheeks. He had thick white hair. It was all gone. Everything was just drained because the cancer literally drains him of that. Another case study, one of my old sponsors and a good friend, I really miss him. I loved having lunch with him. He was so funny. He had some nutritional products that I helped him market. Well, his wife smoked and lived on pastries. She had a beautiful figure. You would never guess. You would think that she did a lot to take care of it. Genetically, she was blessed that way. But she got a breast cancer. And her husband, Richard, was very much into health products and really knew a lot of what I'm telling you right here. He would have to fight with her to say, you can't eat pastries while you got this cancer. You can't smoke. You got your sister, and you can't go out and have beer and live on that. And she would back off. And then all the things that Richard was giving her, the cancer tumors would start shrinking. And then after a month or two of that, she said, I want to go back to what I was doing before. And she'd go back, and the tumor would grow again. And they would fight over it, and she'd say, okay, I'll go back. And the tumor would shrink. She would change her diet. She would quit smoking. She would quit alcohol. She'd do the things that she needed to do. And she would do the supplements that are good for cancer and other, and do cleanses and all this. It was shrinking. And after a couple months of that, her and her sister said, you shouldn't let Richard control you like that. That's not fair. You should be able to do what you want. She went back to her old habit, and the tumor took off. The doctor said, we've never seen a tumor grow this fast. And she died. And my friend Richard was so distraught by it, he thought he failed his wife somehow. His wife failed him. He committed suicide over it. But I don't know why he couldn't see that it was his wife that wasn't willing to do what has to be done when you're dealing with cancer. You have to change the pH of the cancer. You have to change the messaging. And one of the things that we don't talk enough about, or what I'd like to talk more about, is I think Restore and the Rejuvenate Gel helps with the cellular communication. As I said, the cancer cells hide themselves from the immune system. You get cancer, they say, at least 11 times in your life, 6 to 11 times, because they see on autopsies scar tissue where the cancer had been. But they don't see all the times that you had cancer, and instead of going into apoptosis where the cells die and do a scar or fibrin, it actually turns the cells back into healthy cells again. That means the mitochondria in the cells are now taken off. Dale, we need to mute everybody for a minute here. We got a lot of background now. The noise and mute everyone but me. Well, I guess I'll mute everybody. And so the cancer takes off, but and it allows it to grow. Well, one of the ideas that people use is in between meals, they would use high doses of the enzymes called protease and bromelain, and sometimes serrapeptase, which was pretty expensive when it first hit the market. Those would clean that coating that the tumor has off so the immune system could recognize it. The other thing they would have to do is people go on a raw vegetable diet, not starchy, not potatoes. You do potato skins, but not the actual starch, but a raw vegetable diet. The reason that worked is because the raw vegetables were very high in enzymes. And so like the bromelain that comes from papaya and the protease and some of these protein enzymes, it would help clean that up, and then the immune system could go in and do its job. It's still a good idea. You have to do it on an empty stomach a couple hours after you eat, at least an hour before you eat, or it just end up digesting the food you're eating and not help you digest or clean up the tumor so it can be dissolved. So that's one of the old approaches. What we're doing, I believe, is we're also helping the immune system recognize the tumor. I think some of the things that Dr. Elliott has in there is recognize the tumor. We also have very, very strong enzymes and things that stimulate the body, not enzymes, we do have, but very strong antioxidants. We have things that stimulate the body to produce glutathione and SOD and catalase. These systemic enzymes, just like what Dr. Matthias Rath, he was using vitamin C. Well, more important than vitamin C is glutathione and SOD and catalase, making that tissue strong so that tumor can't create an acidic state to eat the cells around it. A lot of over-oxidation is going to make the cell acidic. It helps keep that balance in there. So that's one of the things we're doing. Another thing is, as I said earlier, you would have cancer many times. Sometimes they just go back to healthy cells. Sometimes they die and leave a scar tissue, a residue. Well, some people don't know that they've ever had it, but some people, they get into a stressful situation. They may have gone through a divorce. They may have been in a car accident. Someone they love died. Different things can happen, and they get really stressed out. Now the immune system is being affected, and it's not working the way it should, and it's just not functioning. So where that cancer cell would normally be taken care of, now it's growing. It's taken off. Well, we have adaptogens in the product that calm the adrenal system down so you don't overreact to stress. You want a little stress. You want to know, oh, I got to pay that bill this week. You want a little bit of stress, but you don't want stress to just knock you down. You can't sleep well because lack of good sleep is also associated with cancer, along with diabetes and obesity and a number of other things and loss of memory. So sleep becomes very, very important. So we have those factors going on. We have all those different factors going on. And we have to have ways of supporting this. Well, Restore, everyone talked about how they sleep better. And they talk about things that used to anger them or upset them. They don't find themselves getting angry. And then we have the metabolic thing going on in the cell. If you look up cancer and metabolic disease, you'll see a lot of different research and reports showing that it's a breakdown of the mitochondria. You have, let's say, within a muscle cell, you have 1,000 mitochondria in that cell. You have one nucleus and all 1,000 mitochondria. Those mitochondria have strands, molecular strands, that connect it to the nucleus and feed that nucleus energy. And that nucleus is regulating the cell, keeping it healthy. When that nucleus breaks down, or the DNA inside the mitochondria breaks down, then when the mitochondria nucleus or DNA breaks down, then there's a toxic state. And it stimulates a pathway called mTOR pathway. That is directly associated with cancer, the breakdown of mitochondria. But also, if the nucleus DNA, which is constantly repairing itself, is not able to repair itself, doesn't have the energy and other things that needs to repair itself, then it can become cancerous. When you start off as a zygote, you all... we all were zygotes. And two little cells divided, then the four, then eight, then 16, until it created the human body. But as it divided, somehow the body knew that when it divided here, I needed to start become bone cell because it's going to be a pelvis or it's going to be a spine. Here it needs to be a brain cell. Here it needs to be a heart cell. All that wisdom, I mean, that just fascinates the heck out of me how that takes place, the pattern that the body's growing in. And then when you have a stem cell that comes out and heals something, it comes out like a simple one cell like it was when it was a zygote, and it hadn't become anything. It's like a raw piece of clay that hasn't been formed into a sculpture yet. When it gets over to where it needs to be, whether it's the heart or the brain or the liver or whatever, the energy field there tells it what it needs to become, and it becomes that form. That's why energy is so important. There are a lot of nutrients that are sold out there, and they're basically dead. You can put them under like electron microscope, and there's a little energy field. It looks like lightning around it. And if the product is really good, it has a big energetic field around it. If the product is not good, it may not have any energetic field or very little. Our product, what Dr. Elliott is a genius, that's part of why he can get by with just micrograms. It's because the energetic level and the way these all work synergistically, and that energy communicates and gets the body communicating with the cell so it can come back in harmony. Remember, dis-ease means to be out of ease, out of harmony. Health is another word for harmony or homeostasis. This product brings us back into homeostasis or helps the body. But you really need, if you can do it, you need to exercise by deep breathing, or you need to practice deep breathing a couple times a day. That deep breathing, bringing oxygen into the cells, it's one of the best things you can do for cells if you're dealing with cancer. But exercise accomplishes that too. If you exercise enough that you're a little bit short of breath while you're exercising, that's the level I look at when in fact, as soon as I'm done with this, I'll be going and working out, and I want to be, for 20, 30 minutes, I want to be exercising to the point where I'm really breathing deep. I'm not just going to a comfortable level, but even a comfortable level is important, because when your rib cage expands, you cleanse the lymph system. That is your waste disposal that you have to get rid of. The other thing I'm going to say before I open up the lines is that there's two levels inside the cell. There's autophagy, and that's when the cell cleanses itself, gets the trash out. And then there's mitophagy, and that's when the mitochondria cells cleanses itself. Now, there's also they also use the term autophagy to get rid of dead cells. When the cells can't divide anymore and they're useless for the body, and they're taking up room. And there's sometimes an in-between state, and they call them zombie cells, where the cell is not dead, but it's not functioning, like it's not fulfilling the purpose. And they end up taking up energy and wasting and causing problems. That also takes the immune system. The immune system needs energy. It needs mitochondria energy to do its job. Now, I'm surprised that I know that Rejuvenate Gel is great on pain from my own personal experiences when I've injured myself. But it's interesting to me when someone has a tumor that's on the surface and they're finding that rubbing that on there is working so well. So the Rejuvenate Gel is also changing the pH, the communication, the harmony within the cell, and increasing energy. So remember, if you look up cancer, metabolic disease, you'll see a whole lot of things. Well, this company is about cellular metabolism. It's about other things too. It's about buffering the cell. It's about cellular communication. It's about feeding the cell what it needs. It's about increasing the antioxidants that work on a deep cellular level. It's a lot of different things. But it's simple to just say it brings the metabolism of the cell back in harmony. Okay, I'm going to open up the lines, and so I don't spend too much time lecturing, because this is a subject I'm highly interested in. And as I said earlier, in March of 1997 is when I started doing radio. 2 or 3 years before that, there were some network marketing companies that I was doing their educational tapes. And it was because the effect I had on cancer went that I really saw that I needed to explain to the public how this could help them. And we saw a lot of effects on that. Skin cancer, pancreatic tumor, liver, breast cancer, and different things. So I can't name those companies, those products. They asked me not to let people talk about those products anymore. Because if we said rejuvenate gel or restore, we'd get rid of cancer. That would be wrong. What we're saying is we're feeding the cell what it needs to bring itself back in harmony. The body knows how to take care of it. It's been doing it for years. But it sometimes, either because of stress, poor eating habits, or just the body getting old, they don't have the energy, doesn't know how to get it, can't get the stuff in. Well, this XDS technology is getting things in. And so when we're getting things into the cells and they can re-energize, revitalize itself, then the body knows how to take care of things that we would have no idea how to do. And in many cases, we'll be able to do it when science is not able to. Okay. Bill, I don't know if you wanted to ask a question that you had your hands up a minute ago. Yeah.
No.
Okay. I know. I was asking you and Robert when you first came on to bring up your hands. I don't know if Dr. Shirley had a question or just let me know he's there. I guess not. Okay. Charlene, or is that who? Is it Abby or Charlene?
Oh, it's Charlene.
Hey, Charlene.
I wanted to ask again, did you say that the pH level, the normal one, is 7.4 and if it's
7.3 to 7.4.
7.3. Okay. And then I know you talked to giving a lot of good information. Does alkaline water, just like this water that they have, does that help you with your
That's a question. I used to lecture on that years ago. I had a company called Dream Tea, Dream Tree. They had great tasting water. I really liked the product. Some people think that's not a good idea because you want your stomach acid. You don't want it alkaline. You want it acidic. No, you want the cells to be a little bit on the positive pH. And some people think it is a good idea. And so matter of fact, Dale, I think we need to mute everyone but Charlene, and then when they raise their hand, I'll unmute them. So you need to. You need to be able to get things into the cells, and when you feed the cells what it needs, it will bring its pH back to its normal level. You know, when we get those nutrients in and we add the cellular antioxidants, we stimulate the body with N-L-cysteine and other things to produce its own systemic enzymes. Actually, glutathione is an enzyme and an antioxidant, but I meant to say antioxidant. When you stimulate the body to produce those, then the pH will come into play. I've done a lot of pH water, but I'm not sure now some of the doctors and stuff say, no, it's not a good idea. Because as you age, the stomach acid levels normally go down, not up. Your body has to produce mucus. Redo the mucus lining every 3 days in your stomach acid, or your own stomach acid will burn up your stomach, will eat a hole in your stomach. So people think they have an ulcer because they have too much stomach acid. No, they may have an ulcer because they're not producing enough mucus or because their stomach acid has gotten too alkaline. Though I, too, do take a little baking soda a couple times a day, in my drinks and stuff. Sorry about my throat getting a little dry here. So, answer to your question, I drink some water with pH, but I don't go out of the way to do that anymore. And I will tell you a joke that you have to be our age, folks, to get my joke. I was at 7-Eleven buying some Smart Water, and I told the cashier, I said, before I drank Smart Water, I drank dumb water. I said it came from Old Man River that don't know nothing. But anyway,
very good. I got it.
Listen, everybody, raise your hand if you've got a question. We've got a lot of new people that have joined the call. Too many people for us to just leave the lines open. But we've had a tremendous call on cancer and the effects. And if you've got any questions, doesn't have to be on that topic. Make sure you hit *5 on your phone and raise your hand. Dr. Dan will answer. Go ahead, Dr. Dan.
Well, Charlene, do you have anything else before we go on to the next person?
Oh, I was going to ask you right quick, Dr. Dan. I put a little apple cider vinegar in my water. I drink it just about every day, like just a little cup. And I've read that that's supposed to be good for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, it is. No, it's a good idea. Very good idea.
Okay.
And to do it with your meals is a good idea, too. It'll help you digest. You don't have enough stomach acid. You can't break the proteins, and you can't break the minerals down in the food. And so you can eat plenty of food. For some reason, we're able to get fat. At the same time, we're not able to absorb the really important micronutrients that we need. And so that apple cider vinegar will help you in that regard. Now, if you, in some cases, some people do have too much stomach acid. If that apple cider vinegar makes your stomach stomach burn, then maybe you don't need it. But in most cases, people have a feel like their stomach is burning from too much acid. They take apple cider vinegar and they feel better. That tells you you have too much alkaline, and so it's a good way to tell. But I try to do that, and one of my favorite things to make is get Alaskan wild salmon, wild caught salmon from Alaska. Get spinach and then chop that, mix it all together, add apple cider vinegar and olive oil all over. And sometimes I put mustard on it too because I just like the taste of mustard. And I'll eat on that for a day or two. And I keep it in an airtight container and I'm not eating on it. But that apple cider vinegar with olive oil, what a healthy dressing that is. And I recommend Bragg's apple cider vinegar. That's pretty well known as being the best in the market.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate the question. Now, looks like I thought I saw Gina, but I no. Shirley Cassavant. I don't know if I'm pronouncing your last name right. Oh, I got to unmute you there. Okay.
Hello. Thank you. This is Shirley. How are you doing today? I love your call.
Doing fine.
I learn something every time. And I do my lemon baking soda and Bragg's apple cider vinegar water every morning, first thing in my tummy, but also in my pure water, which I get through my water filtered system. I do have some hydrogen-rich alkaline water tablets. Are they okay to be putting in? I put one in 32-ounce glass bottle of water each time. Is that pretty good to do or not?
You know, I need to do more research on that. A few years ago, I'd say yes, but I'm not sure now.
Okay.
And not saying don't do it. I'm just not really sure yet.
Right, because I'm a young puppy dog like you.
Yeah, it's hard to find people as young as us. I'm only 5'6", folks, and when I teach an exercise class, one of the exercises you need to, it's my exercise equipment makes the swimming pool feel like lifting weights and adjust for whatever strength level you are. And so I tell people, you got to bend your knees and get down low when you're doing shoulder exercises. And this one lady that's about 6 foot tall in the class said, I can't bend. I said, sure you can. You got these hinges right in the middle of your legs. Just use them. And she says, no, I can't get that low. And I said, okay, folks, do not be envious of my height. Not everyone can be my height. And so anyway,
well, Thank you. Everything, I learn something every week from you, you know, and I've been in this industry a long time. You know, you always should learn every day. It's important. And what our company and these products are doing for the, all my people that are getting their amazing oils and gel, they are just giving me the, every day they call me, guess what? And they tell me updates of all the great things happening. So what we're doing together and with you as a blessing, as the extra call, it's just amazing what we're doing for all our customers and our members. And I do thank you very, very much.
You know, my favorite spiritual study outside of, you know, the Bible as it is a book called The Course in Miracles. Some of you are familiar with it. There's a statement in there that says, teach what you most want to learn. That, what I'm teaching this morning is some of the stuff I lectured on back in 95, 97, and that I haven't had a chance to really get into again. So I'm learning or I'm being reminded of things I haven't really had to put together. So I'm blessed by teaching this too. And so I appreciate you guys. I enjoy the passing on the knowledge that all these experts that I've interviewed and all these people that I've interacted with over all these 25, 26 years have blessed me with. I guess it's getting more like 30 years. Blessed me with. And so it works both ways.
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone else have a question? Or we're going to call the day pretty soon here. Probably not too long right now, but I like to be sure you have a chance. But thank you very much, Shirley. I appreciate what you're saying.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, if no one has a question, we'll call it a day. If someone has one, I'll be glad to take it.
Looks like we got everything covered for this week, Dr. Dan.
I guess so.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, thank you guys, and you all have a great weekend. And don't forget, real quickly, you need the cancer feeds on sugar and starch. Potatoes, mashed potatoes, bread, I don't care if it's brown bread or white bread. There are breads out there that you can get, like from Julian Bakery. I'm using one right now that's made from coconut flour. And another one I've used from almond flour. I like the coconut flour a little bit better. And they also, there's a root that they use, but anyway, the coconut, I'm right now, if you had asked me which one best, I would say the one from the coconut flour. And then there's those tortillas, they're made from egg white, called Egg Life. And so you can still make yourself a sandwich. You can put some guacamole and turkey or whatever protein you want and still do that. So you don't have to deny yourself. But true old wheat bread or rye bread and a whole wheat bread and all that, leave that alone. That's how that would affect your sugar a little bit quicker than white sugar will, than cane sugar will. And corn syrup is the big cause of a lot of these problems. A huge brought on cancer, diabetes, heart disease as it became more prevalent. And it hides itself, you know, it's high fructose corn syrup. They'll figure out different ways to put that on a label without actually calling it high fructose corn syrup. They're really sneaky on some of this stuff. And there's nutritional companies that will sell you something that you've been taking, but they're using more of the scientific name, and you'll think it's something new. It's not something new. I caught Dr. Gundry doing that on a product. I was listening to what he was saying. And I realized he's just talking about resveratrol, but he wasn't using the term resveratrol. And he was making it sound like he had something that, and some revolutionary thing. So that both sides use these marketing tricks. And the fact that sometime we ought to do a whole thing about how they, try to fool you and take advantage of you. So cut out the sugar, cut out the starch. If you can, increase your exercise at least 30 minutes, 5 times a week. I would say 4 to 5 times a week can do wonders for you. And you, where you get to a point of heavy breathing, I think for myself and for most people, if you can do it, some muscle training, 30 minutes of weightlifting or calisthenics, very, very important. But you want that deep breathing. You want to try to get a good night's sleep. Lower your stress levels as much as you can. Stay away from people as best you can that stress you out. because that is going to affect your health and how long you're going to live. And you, and so I'm starting to think the best way to take Restore is a couple eyedroppers three times a day. That's where I'm shifting now, because there's certain things in there that I want it working with my body throughout the day. Though it has a long lifespan in your body, I still like to hit it morning, mid-afternoon, and right before I go to bed. So that's another thing to think about. And use the Rejuvenate Gel. I put that on my face once or twice a day. Still look about my age, but nevertheless, I have high hopes. Anyway, it's do that, folks. Go on a keto diet if you're dealing with cancer, and use intermittent fasting. When you do intermittent fasting, it cleanses the body. It actually allows the body to increase autophagy and mitophagy and cleanses out the old dead cells that could, or the dying cells that could cause cancer. Very important. Intermittent fasting with a keto diet or a low-carb diet or the cancer diets that I recommend. Adding non-starchy vegetables that are raw, like broccoli, cauliflower, and things of this sort, spinach and all that, for the enzymes, added enzymes. And then you can use enzymes in between your meals, too, if you're actually dealing with cancer. But if you're actually dealing with cancer, I probably ought to do sorry about my throat. We probably ought to do nutritional counseling and see what you're doing and see if I can get you some tips. I made a big mistake, folks. I want to talk about it again next week. I should have never been using stevia or any sweetener if you're trying to lose weight, while you're trying to lose the weight. It will still cause an insulin increase. Insulin is inflammatory, which means it's pro-cancerous. It's pro-heart disease, anything that's inflammatory. It will help bring that on. And I thought stevia, because it raised blood sugar, is fine. And I find out it does raise insulin levels. It does function like insulin in the body. So even my buddy stevia that I probably took more than anybody, it was not a good idea. So that's why nutritional counseling is important. Sometimes I can pinpoint something you're doing you think is healthy that may not be.
If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about the Alter Mito Restore product, just a phenomenal product because of this XDS technology. And you've heard the interviews and the way it's changing people's lives. Same thing with the Rejuvenate Gel. We're having miraculous effects with that. So if you want to get a hold of this product, and I recommend everybody do it, and get it for your friends and family, go to moremito.com/RadioDan. Read about it, study it, listen to the testimonials, and take advantage of it, and call this phone number. 509-593-3300. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that, that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30, 35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com. danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com.
Royals, you and Penny had a health concern that related to her. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if we can talk to her for a minute.
Okay.
Hi, Penny. How are you today?
I'm fine. How about you?
Great, 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 great to be talking to you.
Thank you.
I understand you've had a recent health concern. Could you share with us what that was, how you learned about it, and then tell us what happened after you started using Restore and Rejuvenate along with Royal? So what was the initial concern to begin with?
Breast cancer.
Okay. And what were the doctors saying initially?
I was scared, you know. And
what were the tests showing, Penny?
I might be able to help you on that because
go ahead.
Well, initially, like I said, when we noticed the lump, she had a lump that had been there for a while, and we had been told by previous doctors that it was just scar tissue from a previous procedure that she had. But we noticed that the area that we were concerned about on her breast was appearing to get larger. That was our first red light to send us in. Mm-hmm. And once the doctor did the first test and everything and determined that it was cancerous, then, you know, we started doing the MRIs and the sonograms and all the other tests to determine, you know, to what degree and whether or not it was what they call bilateral, whether or not it was on both sides. It was just one breast involved or both or just what.
Right. So how large were they saying it was at that time?
Well, when we first noticed it, it was maybe the size of a pea, but it had grown in diameter to about the size of a dime or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And after we started using the products, I mean, it didn't take, I'd say within 2 to 3 weeks, we went back in for a second MRI at the request of the doctor, because the physical examination the doctor took, he felt that something was changing, that it didn't look as great as it did initially.
Mm-hmm.
And this is after we had actually started using the products for about two going on maybe 3 weeks, the first 3 weeks. He ordered a second MRI after he did a physical examination, because he said it didn't quite feel the same. It didn't seem as though the area involved was as extensive as she thought it was initially.
Right.
And after the second MRI, that's when we really got our first great report. That's when the doctor said that they wanted to hold off actually doing surgery and chemo or any radiation treatments until they do just a regular, what they call hormonal treatment, which they usually do after people have had the chemo and the because the doctor said it seemed like it was improving. Her condition was improving, and they had did a further test to actually say that it was the rate of progress was slow enough that it possibly was early stage, first stage, and that hopefully with the hormonal treatment that we might be able to possibly bypass the surgery, or the surgery will be even less evasive.
Right. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that, Royal and Penny.
Okay.
Ron, you got a new result to report. What is it?
Well, I had been diagnosed 2 times with a cancerous tumor, and upon going into the surgery, the results said we found no live cancer cells, not only once, but the second one. I just got off the phone with the surgeon, and she said, well, we at times find the cancer that was there disappears because the mitochondria in there naturally fight it, and it leaves a fibrous type remnant, and it's not that common, but in your case, there is no cancer left in your mitochondria, quote, took out the cancerous cells. So this is the second confirmation I used from the day you were diagnosed. I used a special cream called Rejuvenate. I put Rejuvenate on day and night in both areas prior to surgery, about 2 weeks to 3 weeks from the surgery. The surgeon in both cases said, I'm not sure where I was supposed to operate today, nurse. Can you point it out? In both cases, it on the surface had reduced from a skin growth visible to, I'm not sure where I'm supposed to go. Nurse, double check those pictures in two cases. And when it then came out, second results, all cancerous tumors or evidence cells are gone. They're dead. Awesome. Just from the cream.
Outstanding, Ron. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you, Roger.
All righty.
Thank you, folks. I'll talk to you again next week. You take care. Bye-bye.